We're taking up the question of whether women can be yotzei with the zimun of men. It seems to me that there are two aspects to the question. One of them is brought up by the Ritva, and that is that it would seem, at least at first glance, that there might be an issue stemming from the fact that women and men do not join together to create the entity of three. Okay, so the source that was cited is talking about Nushim, Ketanim, and Avadim. And Avadim are also excluded from this phenomenon. We're talking about Eved Kenani, even though an Eved Kenani is chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. Because an Eved Kenani is chayiv in all the mitzvahs like a woman. So, there's the issue that the tziruf, that because of the factor of lewdness, so we don't want them joining together. So that is a breach in terms of the tziruf. However, we learned that it's generic as far as women and men together. It's not just limited to these categories, but the practical halacha is that women and men together do not form a unit. So if you have two men and one woman, you don't have zimun, even if it's your own wife. Nevertheless, if there is, as the Ritva pointed out, besides the women, if there are three men that create an entity of a zimun, then the women can join, and the women are yotzei with their zimun. Unless you have the problem of tosfos. I mean, that's a separate problem. You see, the Ritva does not have the problem of tosfos in terms of Shemei Ka'ona and all of that. Okay, so that's the first question that has to be addressed before you even get to the question of tosfos. All right, so now we're going to try and explain what's the reason for that. I mean, it would seem, at least superficially, maybe that this is some kind of a contradiction, because on the one hand, we're saying that men and women don't join together. On the other hand, we're saying, but once the men have established even, then they do join together. So what's going on here? The language that's quoted, the language of the Ran, that's quoted by the footnote 36, that kivon she'ena bracha boa b'tziruf anoshim v'noshim, since the bracha does not come about as a result of the tziruf of men and women, lekak pay the bitzirufam. So there's no concern. There's no restriction in terms of their tziruf. Conceptually, there's two separate ideas over here. There's a difference between saying that you have a tziruf which creates the entity, which transforms it from being individuals into the entity. There is a distinction between having the capacity to create the entity, as opposed to saying that once the entity is in existence, you can join to that entity. You could join to that entity for the purpose of achieving the kiyum. Now we see this all the time. This is a significant issue with regard to women and the tefillah b'tzibur. Women can't make a minyan, as everybody knows. So then the question arises: is there any purpose for women to go to shul? That is to say, would it make any difference if a woman goes to shul or stays home? Is there any relevance? Now, the point being that, like the Rambam says, that the true tefillah, the highest tefillah, is the tefillah of the tzibur. It goes on at length about that, that tefillah ha-tzibur nishmas tamid, the tefillah of the tzibur is always heard, as opposed to the tefillah of the yachid. And in fact, on the basis of that Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, so Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion that the tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv. It's not just a desirable thing. That's the question. In other words, you're mechuyev to daven three times a day. Are you mechuyev to daven b'tzibur three times a day? Every time you have a chiyuv, you have to. Is that a chiyuv? Which means that if there's a minyan in the, obviously within reason, if there's a minyan available, if there's no minyan, see, daven b'yechidus. But other than that, you can't just say, I'm not in the mood. Well, no, others held that there's no inherent chiyuv every time you have to daven. But that there's a separate concept of shachein ra, that a person who has a shul in his area and doesn't go to it is shachein ra. So that would be a different, that means that you can't just abandon it. So you have to go. But it's not that binding, meaning to say that if you would need less of an excuse If it's inconvenient today, whatever, so then you're not a Shacharim Ra. Rav Moshe held that l'chatchili yechayiv in tefillah b'tzibur, if there's a minyan available. And he based it upon the Rambam, because the Rambam says that tefillah b'tzibur is not tamid, and so forth. You know, he extolled the advantages of tefillah b'tzibur. So women are not chayiv, because women are not chayiv in women are chayiv in tefillah b'diraisa, but not chayiv in tefillah b'dirabbanan. Three times a day. They're not chayiv three times a day. Because that's mitzvah seishes man grama. Anyways, but of course, they have the kiyum of tefillah. So now the question is, does it make any difference? Are they included in the tefillah of tzibur? That's the question. Since they themselves do not have the capacity for minyan, you have 100 women is like two men, as far as minyan is concerned, which is the whole issue, you know, with regard to these prayer groups, women's prayer groups, which has become controversial in, you know, the last few years. So one of the arguments that's been raised against it is that you are depriving women of the benefit of tefillah b'tzibur, which is a significant thing. The point is that the halacha is that, yes, if a woman comes to shul and she davens together with the tzibur, so she has the kiyum of tefillah b'tzibur. So that even though women can't create the tzibur, but once the tzibur is in existence, they can partake of the tefillah of the tzibur, just like anybody else. You see from this that we're talking about tzirif in two different senses. There's a different kind of tzirif when you are part of the, you're blending together and you're forming an entity. You're creating the entity. That's one degree of tziruf. It's interesting, even the Gemara, and this parak brings down, that a person should always try to be one of the ten, the first ten. And it says that if he's one of the first ten, of he's notel schar keneged kulam. That is to say that the schar that he obtains is connected all, then 11, 12, then 100 people come after him, but the 10th person has a separate schar, so to speak. So what's the schar? Because his relationship to the entity is different. He, by coming, forges the entity. Now the entity is constructed. Everyone that comes afterward, it's true, they partake of tefillah b'tzibur. But it's just adding numerically. It's just numerical addition. It's not a qualitative change. He partakes of the chefta shel minyan in an entirely different way. So I believe that's what's being said over here. That is that the whole issue of men and women joining together, and the problem because of the possibility of lewdness and so forth, that's only with regard to the phenomenon of constructing the entity, that type of a tziruf, of shlosha. That's a different degree of tziruf. But once you have that, once the entity has been created and they're reciting the Birkas HaMazon, so you can be yotzei, just for the purpose of being yotzei in the activity that entity engages in, that you can be mitzarev, you'll be being mitzarev to the chefta shel bracha. So there's a difference between being mitzarev to the chefta shel bracha as opposed to being mitzarev to the actual chefta which constructs the entity itself. That's why he says leka kapeda, but say, well, that's not a problem. That's a different idea. Then you're simply joining to partake of the chefta shel bracha. But you're not joining together in a manner in which you become one unit. That's a different kind of a tziruf. We have now established the foundation to continue. That is, if we've maintained that there's no problem, and even Tosis is not going to raise this type of an issue, that the bracha of the entity can now relate to people who, in and of themselves, do not have the capacity to create the entity. And indeed, the same would apply to a katan. Because a katan can't be part of the minyan, can't construct the minyan. But does that mean to say, are you mechuyev to bring the katan to the shul, to daven b'tzibur when he's old enough? The answer is yes, that's part of chinuch, of course. And does he partake of the kiyum of tefillah b'tziva? Of course, no question about it. It makes sense to say this, because chinuch is not playing games. Chinuch means there's got to be a kiyum. Even in the family of chinuch, because you know that that's the case. For example, when you get an esrog, a lulavan, an esrog for a katan, it's got to be kosher. You can't get a so-called chinuch set. I mean, it can't be, if it's puzzle. Yeah, if it's puzzle. It's not show and tell. It's not just practice, as most people. Yeah, the practice comes about from the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So all the elements which would make it eligible for kiyum ha-mitzvah were the individual, a gadol, must be present in the katan. So if it's a psul in the esrog, that a gadol would not be eligible, wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah, so a katan can't use it either. So the same is true, that you have to be mechanech the katan for tefillah b'tziva. So that means to say that he too is a barachi. He's not on a level where he can create the... We could say, yeah, you can't create the tzibah, but you could be yotze with the chefta. That's a completely different concept. Returning to Tosis briefly, Tosis has raised the question, and he says that there are those who bring a raya that they could be yotze. Because we learn later on that sofer mevarech ubur yotze, that if you have a scholar and an ignoramus eating together, so there's two people. There's no zimun. Because, as I said, we paskin that there's no zimun for two. And generally speaking, if that's the case, when there are two, so it's the mitzvah l'chalek, then they're supposed to split. Each person is supposed to say the brick is a Muslim by himself, as opposed to one person saying it for both in the framework of Shomei Ka'ona. However, if it's sofer and bur, so then sofer mevarech bur yotze. Now, ostensibly, it's because the boor has no choice because he doesn't know the Birkas HaMazon. He can't do the Birkas HaMazon, so then he has no choice. And you do have the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. So, Mikan Mashma, so from here it's Mashma, She'af HaNashim Yotzos B'Birkas HaMazon Shalonu, that women too could be Yotze with our Birkas HaMazon. However, he says, Yesh Litchos, Osa Raya. One can push aside that Raya. The Shani Boor. Tosis is going to make a very, very interesting distinction, which is not that simple at first glance. He's saying that the Boor is different. Shemevim Beloshna Kodesh. Because this is what Tosis is positing, obviously. He's positing that this is what we're talking about in the case of the Boor. That he understands Hebrew. The Odeik Tzas Maika Amar. With that word, tzas is very interesting. And he understands a bit of what's being said. Aval, any day levarach, but he doesn't know the bracha himself. So he can't do the Birkas HaMazon, but if somebody else says it, he understands tzas. So he's not completely ignorant, like he has no clue what's being said. He may not know every word, I guess is what Tosis is saying. All right, so that's good. So he can be yotze with Shomei Ka'ona. Aval nashim she'enon mevinos klal, but nashim who do not understand at all, matzi lameimer, one can say, delo nafki, that they're not yotze. So this is what Tosis is positing. Seems like he's saying it's a possibility. He's not convinced. He's not convinced that they could be yotze. And he's not convinced by those. There's a machlokus already, because he says those are bringing a raya from the case of sofer mevarech ubur yotze. He says he's not convinced because it's possible to make a distinction. What Tosis is asserting, the assertion, is that it's quite possible to say that the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona only can operate when there is some Havana, there's some understanding. Now, of course, once you have these categories, Tosis is not really interested anymore whether the person is a man or a woman. That male or female has nothing to do with it. That is to say, he's just speaking, I guess, in his time, most women didn't understand Hebrew. That's what he means. But clearly, even according to his psak, or his conclusion, that women could not be yotze, that would only be women that didn't understand. Women that don't understand, for sure, could be yotze. He just, and the same thing would be with men. Men, in other words, a man that didn't understand any Hebrew would be in the same halach of a woman. Now Tosis has to deal with a Gemara, which seems, at least at first glance, to knock out his svara out of the water. But Tosis refers to it. By the way, this is the source for Rashi. Rashi cites this Gemara to come to the exact opposite conclusion, that there is no requirement that a person has to understand what is being said. V'hadi Yamrina v'Megillah lo'ez sheshama ashuris yata, and that which we learn in Megillah, that the Megillah, he doesn't quote another part of that is to say, the Megillah, the Gemara Megillah makes the point that you can be yotzei Megillah in any language. It does not have to be in Ashuris. Ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh. However, there is a difference between hearing it in Hebrew and hearing it in Lashon HaKodesh and hearing it in other languages. If it's going to be in another language, then the requirement is that you understand that language. So, if you read it in English, it's fine for people that understand English. But for people that don't speak English, they can't be yotzei. And the same would be true of any language, with the exception of Lashon HaKodesh. That's what it means. Lo'ez Sheshem Ashir is someone who speaks a foreign language, who doesn't speak Hebrew. Who heard it in Hebrew is yotzei. So, it would seem from this that clearly that when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, there's no requirement of understanding it. Thus, Rashi comes to the conclusion, Rashi cited by the other Rishon, comes to the conclusion that the same would be true by Birkas HaMazon. What's the difference? So you see that there's a mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona, and if you listen word for word, with the intention of being yotzei, and the other person has you in mind as well, so then you're yotzei. It's just like Megillah. And when you already learned about Megillah, you're yotzei if you listen word for word and you didn't understand what's being said. So that's a very strong raya against what Tosis is saying. Tosis anticipates that, brings it up, and here's the answer. The answer that he gives is, that's Persume Nisa, Bialma, Shani. That the Persume Nisa, meaning that the Kriyas HaMegillah, the objective of Kriyas HaMegillah is Persume Nisa, to publicize the miracle. The same way that Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa. So since that's the case, it's different. So what he's basically saying is that you can't universalize. That's a specific case, and it has to do with the phenomenon of Persume Nisa. But everybody, no one's going to maintain that Birkas HaMazon is Persume Nisa. That's obviously absurd. This is Birkas HaMazon. And Birkas HaMazon, there is Shomei Ka'ona. That is, yes, that's true. But only with this new idea that he's put forward, he's asserted that you have to have Havana. So therefore, Tosis leaves. As Kedei Amrinan HaSan, he brings a further proof, Ha'achashtron and B'nei HaRamachim, Miyodinon Mayniyu. That the Gemara says over there, there are certain terms that we don't even understand what they mean. Just the basics of Tosis. The basics of Tosis are that in Zimun, one person benches for all. And the other people in the group are not Yotzei magically. They're connected to that bracha. How are they connected to that bracha? Apparently through the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. That is, they listen word for word. And then it becomes their bracha. And they answer Amen. But, I mean, as we saw, Shomei Ka'ona works even if they didn't answer Amen. Now, that's where Tosis has a problem. And it's true. He seems to have injected something new into the whole idea of Shomei Ka'ona. That's a legitimate question. I mean, either you have Shomei Ka'ona or you don't have Shomei Ka'ona. What is the source, right? What is the foundation for the assertion that in Shomei Ka'ona you have to have this factor of Havana? Where do you get it? Where do you get it from? That's a good question. See, I have a question as well on the answer that he's given with regard to the challenge from Megillah. Analyze that for a second. But let's ask ourselves a question. Megillah is different. But according to Tosis, is Tosis saying that Megillah is different, i.e. we don't need Shomei Ka'ona? No. That is to say that Megillah you do need. Well, you do need Shomei Ka'ona. I mean, you have to listen to Megillah, and you do need Shomei Ka'ona. But since it's the whole purpose is Pirsumainisa, so there Shomea Ka'one can operate absent Havana. And it's, what good is it that it's Pirsumainisa? How does that help you that it's Pirsumainisa? If you still need the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one. Well, perhaps he's saying, no, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's saying that since it's. There are two ways you can understand Tosafot. I mean, you can say, look, since it's Pirsum Meinisa, so therefore there is no Shomea Ka'one there altogether.
That's what I think.
Which would be a pretty big Kiddush, but because basically, when we listen to the Megillah, we always announce that everybody should have in mind Shomea Ka'one. Lechara, one can ask a very strong question on Tosafot. Tosafot seems, by this answer, to knock women out of the box completely. And say that they can't partake in Zimun. So if that's the case, so you should have raised this point with regard to Nashim Azamas Liyatman. So how they, but if you have three, he's saying no, can they be Yotze without Zimun? And first he's dealt with the issue of Azamas Liyatman, and he asked the question. How come they don't, how come they're knowing not to do it? So he should have said they're knowing not to do it because they're in Mavinos. He didn't raise the issue then. Then he said they're not to do it because there's no real chiyuv, it's just rishus. Okay, fine, takes care of that. But the clear-cut implication is that if it's a chiyuv, so they're mazamnos. So why, but then according to what he's saying now, how could they be mazamnos? Because they ain't mevinos. How come that, the question, the problem of ain't mevinos only comes into the picture when we raise the notion of them being yotze with men, but when we talk about women being mezamnos liatzman, then it's not a problem. I mean, the mere fact that you have nashim mezamnos liatzman and their zimun would be the same zimun. One woman would recite, the other would listen. So how can you even have a phenomenon if ain mevinos? Picking up the Rabbeinu Yonah in the middle of we on our pages 29, Dape Harif Lama Gimel, in the middle of Divrei Amaskel Venira Lamori Harav. Where he says, Od nira, lamori harav, shehanoshim she'enon mevinos lashon hakodesh. See, here he says women that don't understand lashon hakodesh. He's not talking about women in general. Tzrichos levarach birkas hamazon liatzmon. They must bless birkas hamazon for themselves. V'enon niftaros v'bracha she'shomas mehanoshim. And they can't be yotzei with the bracha they hear from men. The man v'yamasofim levarach uvor yotzei. Because the one who says that Sofim Varach Ubur Yotzei Zeu Kishabur Ein Yodea Zeu Kishabur Ein Yodea Nusach HaBracha. That's talking where the Bur doesn't know the Bracha. He can't recite the Bracha. Avol Meivin Lashon HaKodesh. But he understands Hebrew. Avol Kishaino Meivin HaLashon Ein Yotzei. That's the point that I made before. That it has nothing to do with men and women. It would apply to anyone that doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. V'achanami, kivin sho'isha chayeves b'birkas ha-mazon. Since the woman is chayev b'birkas ha-mazon, v'eina mevina lashon ha-kodesh, and she doesn't understand Hebrew, eina nifteres b'bracha she'shomas me'hanashim. She can't be yotzei with the bracha that she hears from men. Elo tzricha levarech b'birkas ha-mazon b'lashon she'hi mevina. But she must recite b'birkas ha-mazon in the language that she understands. Point over here is, it's not clear. Tosfos doesn't tell you what the solution is. He's saying that the women can't be yotzei in the birkas hamazon of the husband, of the shlosh, of the group, because that's going to be in Hebrew, and they don't understand Hebrew. So they can't be yotzei with that. So what are they supposed to do? Is he saying, so therefore they don't bench? Doesn't seem to be the case. That means they have to actually recite the benching, thus leading to the question, well, in what language? Are they going to recite the benching? Are they going to recite it in Hebrew? Now, I mean, it's a problem because we've just learned that they don't understand Hebrew. All right, so let's say that they'll recite it word for word, or we'll get them a sitter and they could read it. The question I'm asking is, when Tosfos says that they're not yotzei, is that specific to Shomea Ka'one? But if they recite it themselves in Hebrew, even though they don't understand, so then it's all right. Or, we're going to go further. This is very significant. That is, you say, if you maintain that no, what Tosfos really means is that they have to recite, they can't recite it and not understand it, they have to recite it in a language that they understand. The Rabbeinu Yonah said that they recite it in a language that they understand. Now, if that's the case, then the issue is not a question of Shomei Kahona. Then it's a question about making a bracha in general. You see, let me rephrase it. The question in trying to approach Tosfos, when he says that understanding is a requirement to be Yotze, does Tosfos hold that the requirement of understanding is only when you're making use of the mechanism of Shomei Kahona? But if you, for example, I'll take a person that knows how to read Hebrew, but doesn't understand it. That's very common, Bizman Azeh. So that if somebody benches and they listen, they don't understand. But you give them a sitter, they can read Hebrew. That's very, very prevalent today. Even among yeshiva students that have, they know how to read Hebrew. They can read Hebrew perfectly. But they may not understand what's being said. How many people understand Kriyas HaTorah when it's being read? So this is a crucial question. Let's say the woman is somebody in that category, that she doesn't understand the Birkas HaMazon, but give her a sitter and she'll say it. Is Tosfos saying, okay, yeah, that's fine. Because now she's reciting the bracha. If she's reciting the bracha, I don't care if she understands it or not. If that's the case, then the issue was just an issue with regard to Shomei Kaona. In other words, the Chakira and the whole Machlokas, and what we have to try to understand is, in Shomei Kaona, what's the Machlokas? There are those who say that Shomei Kaona does not require understanding, and there are those who say that it does require understanding. But that has to be cleared up first. Because if you say that, as the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying, that they can't be Yotzei with ours, and the only thing left for them to do is to recite it in a language that they understand, so then it's not an issue of Shomei Kaona. Then it's an issue, it's a universal thing, that you can't, it's a bigger point. It's a bigger point, and that is to say that you can't even say a bracha if you don't understand what you're saying. I just want to add something in the Mishnah Berurah, which I find very interesting and relevant to our discussion. Because this issue was taken up l'halacha. It has tremendous significance. This is in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, which is Imit Starfin L'Zimun Im Lav. If you can join together for Zimun. So he takes up Shnayim Sha'achlu and so forth. That they have to separate for benching. Then he says that's only when they both know how to bench. But if one knows and the second one doesn't know, see, this whole discussion is in the context of Sofer Mavarach Ubur Yotzei. That's the heading. So he says Mavarach Hayodeya V'Yotzei Hasheni. So you have one knows how to bench and one doesn't, so then the one who knows benches and the second one is Yotzei. In Maven Lashna Kodesh, if he understands Lashna Kodesh. Elisha Enya De Lavarch, but he doesn't know how to make the bracha. Vitzarch Lachave Mila Vamila Lachal Masha Yomar. And then, of course, he has to listen word for word, everything that's being said. He can't divert his attention. Haga Vitzarch Hamavarech Shechavein Lotzio. And the Mavarech has to have in mind that he's being Motzium. Avalim eino maven eino yotze b'shmiya. But if he doesn't understand, he's not yotze with shmiya. Avalim eino, he quotes, that is to say, if, on the words, the heading, if they don't understand. Commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. Ulefizeh, and therefore, hanashim yavarchu liatzman. Therefore, the women should say the blessing for themselves. So he doesn't mention that they understand the language. It just, see, this point, the way he expressed it, seems to be clear. If you say it yourself, then it doesn't matter. If you recite it yourself, it doesn't matter. It's only in Shomei Kaona. V'hu adin Am Haaretz. He says, of course, this applies to an Am Haaretz. K'she eino mevin, birkas ha-motzio. If he doesn't understand the bracha of the one who's being motzio. V'yesh poskim shesovrim, shebalosh nakodesh,
Yotze Adam Yedei Chavaso Bishmiya Afal Pi She'eno Maven Haloshin. Then he says there are those who paskin that if it's Loshin HaKodesh, which is fine because we learned that even by Megillah, if it's a different language, you have to understand the language. But if it's in Hebrew, you Yotze even if you don't understand. He says, Masha ain't came b'sh'ar l'shonos, which is not the case by other languages. The l'kuli alma ain't a yotzei yimeinu meivin haloshin. We'll take that up, why that's the case over there. Fine. Now, v'chein ha-minog. This is the minog. Sh'anoshim yotzos yidei chovason b'shmiya meham avarech. Afapi sh'einon meivinos klav. He says, the minog is that women are yotzei their chiyav with shmiya from the varech, even though they don't understand at all. This is going against the Mechaber. He's saying the minhag apparently is against the Mechaber, and our minhag is that women are Yotze. Now, listen to what he adds. The afilu b'kiddush, shehudi araisa. Even in kiddush, which is the araisa, Friday night kiddush is the araisa. So when the man comes home and makes kiddush, well, the man already was Yotze the araisa because he said it in tefillah, but assuming the woman didn't say it in tefillah, which is most of the time, you come home and your wife probably didn't daven ma'ariv, or the women didn't daven ma'ariv, the husband is making kiddush. For the woman, it's the mitzvah d'oraisa. So you would think you're going to be machmir in such a case, but he says, no, the minhag is, even in kiddush, which is the oraisa, l'kulei alma, according to everybody, l'hanoshim, that is, it's the oraisa for women, according to them. No one argues that they're mechuyev with the oraisa. Afilu hachi yotzeis b'shmiya. Even so, they're yotzei with shmiya. V'chein amei ha'aretz, and so too, uneducated people. Afal pi she'enem mevinim divrei ha'makadosh. Even though they're not mevin divrei ha'makadosh. So, we just learned something very significant, lahalacha. That is, when you have people coming over, I'm sure this happens all the time, especially at the Seder, where you have people coming over who obviously don't understand what's being said. But at least if you tell them, you instruct them to listen word for word and have a mind to be Yotzei, they're going to be Yotzei according to what the Psak, because there's a mechanism of Shmei Ha'Arach.
That's the Rabbah.
Umikol Makom, nevertheless, he gives us a piece of advice. Yoser Tov, it's better. Sheyomru Acharei HaMavarech VaMekadesh, that they should recite after the Mavarech and the Mekadesh, Mila V'Mila V'Lachash, in Efshulam. So now he's giving a piece of advice. Because you have a machlokas, you have a tzak that says they're not Yotzei. Then he's bringing up our minhag that they are Yotzei. So he's trying to resolve it and solve the problem. The best thing is if they recite word for word, which you could do. Like as you say Baruch, they say Baruch. They listen and then they say. So now they're reciting word for word, Balachash, after the Mavarech. Now why? What's the reason? What is the accomplishment over here? Because he says, "Dibazei yetsu l'chol haposkim." Because according to this, you're going to be yotzei according to everybody. Then he has a separate point. Uvalavachi nochan lasis kain l'kuliyam. He says, aside from this, it's a good idea for everybody, even people that understand. The ef shalachavim v'lishmo ahetev, because it's very difficult to pay attention and to listen carefully. That is to say, like this, that he's saying that when one person says the bracha for everybody, it's very difficult. By the Megillah, it's also very difficult. So, as a practical measure, what I do is I say along certainly word for word to keep up with him. Otherwise, your mind might drift and you might lose something. All right, so that's practical advice. But before he gave the practical advice, he said if you really want to resolve this problem and make sure that women are going to be yotzei in kiddush in Birkas HaMazon. So first he said you could rely on the Achronim, let's say Shmiya. But if you want to be Yotzei to everybody, say along word for word. And he's saying that they're not Mevinos. So therefore, apparently, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, there's a clear-cut difference between listening in Hebrew when you're not Mevinos and saying it. He says you're Yotzei to everybody. And the whole problem is a problem of Shmei Kodesh.